Welcome to the Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called, Is Design Thinking Only for Designers? Let's dive in. Many teachers think design thinking belongs only in art class or makerspaces, but what if I told you it's actually the secret to breakthrough learning in every subject, from Shakespeare to cell biology? Here's the thing we often miss. Design thinking isn't about creating products. It's about solving problems through empathy, ideation, and iteration. In literature, students empathize with characters, brainstorm themes, and prototype different interpretations of the text. In science, they observe problems in the natural world, hypothesize solutions, then test and refine their experiments. Sound familiar? That's design thinking in action. The research backs this up beautifully. Stanford's D School has shown that design thinking activates all levels of Bloom's taxonomy simultaneously. Students analyze problems, synthesize solutions, and evaluate outcomes in one fluid process. This creates deeper learning because students own the problem-solving journey rather than simply consuming predetermined answers we've prepared for them. Want to try this tomorrow? Here's my 5-minute problem frame activity. Have students identify a real problem related to your lesson content. Set a timer for 5 minutes and have them brainstorm as many solutions as possible. Then pick one solution and create a 30-second prototype. Could be a sketch, role play, or verbal explanation. That's it. 5 minutes that can transform learning. Let me share how this played out in Mrs. Chen's classroom. She's a high school history teacher who was struggling with student engagement during her World War I unit. Instead of lecturing about communication challenges, she reframed the entire lesson around this question: how might we help 1918 families communicate across war-torn Europe? Her students began empathizing with separated families, ideating communication solutions, and prototyping letters, telegrams, even secret codes. Mrs. Chen told me it resulted in the deepest historical understanding she'd ever seen because her students experienced the constraints and emotions of that era firsthand. Tomorrow, replace one traditional assignment with this question: how might we solve and fill in a content-related problem? Let your students work through the messiness. That's where real learning happens. Design thinking isn't about making students into designers. It's about making them into confident problem solvers who can tackle any challenge life throws at them, armed with curiosity and creative courage. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem solving into every classroom. And keep an eye out for my upcoming book, Teaching Innovation in the Classroom, launching in January 2026, with a companion workbook full of lesson plans and activities you can use right away. Follow along on YouTube, Facebook, or X at the Innovay and Roth for updates.